This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The behavior of the Democrats in this attempt to stop Brett Kavanaugh from becoming a U.S. Supreme Court judge tells you everything you need to know about what Democrats would be like if they had absolute power. Now, I'm recording this before the confirmation vote on Kavanaugh, so if you're hearing this after that, I don't yet know if he will be confirmed or not. My current estimate is there's a better than 50% chance that he will be confirmed, but there's still a very substantial chance that he will not be confirmed. And, of course, the Democrats can roll out, 15 women who claimed they were raped by Kavanaugh when he was four. I mean, at this point, it's all just such a ridiculous circus. No reasonable person believes any of these accusations. The timing of it all has been, of course, carefully selected to interfere with this process. The accusations are baseless. And even when, like this attorney, Avenatti, when he claims that this woman that he brought forth, that her claims are corroborated. They're not corroborated. He's got signed statements from people who just say that she told them the same thing that she's telling us. That's not corroboration of any crimes or rapes or rape trains or anything like that. It's nonsense. But the Democrats are willing to do anything. And this shows you the complete lack of due process, the lack of ethics, the lack of honesty. This entire hoax has been perpetrated from the start by Senator Dianne Feinstein, by the way, who is an enemy. I mean, let's be honest, she's an enemy combatant against America. Her office hosted a Chinese communist spy for 20 years. I mean, she is literally an operative for communism. And she is the one who put forth this hoax letter that claimed to be written by Christine Blasey Ford, but it was full of all these typos and errors and grammar problems and word choice problems. I identified 14 problems in the letter that show that that letter could not possibly have been written by a PhD, highly educated, published science author like Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. The letter couldn't have been written by her. But Feinstein put it forward and has been running this hoax ever since. And you might wonder, why are the Democrats sacrificing every last shred of their own credibility in order to block Brett Kavanaugh? Why? Why are they becoming so desperate? Why are they offering money to women to lie, right? And by the way, why are these women willing to go along with it? Well, the quick answer there is that this is the resistance now. These Democrat activist women are willing to lie in order to stop a Supreme Court nominee that they think will block abortion. But by the way, that's nonsense. Kavanaugh's not going to outlaw abortion. That's not going to happen. This is not about abortion. This is about something much, much deeper and much bigger that I'll get to here in a second. But there are women out there who are Democrat activists, and Democrats, just the very definition of a Democrat these days means you're willing to lie, cheat, you're willing to commit vote fraud. Democrats have a slogan, which is by any means necessary. They are willing to win by any means necessary. And this has become an idea, a philosophy that drives Democrats now at every level, including all the way down to independent individual voters. They're willing to lie and steal and commit fraud and cheat, whatever it takes to win elections. That's what Democrats do now. That's why they're lawless. They despise the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They despise rules of evidence or due process. They will do anything and everything that it takes to win elections, including committing massive election fraud, having illegals vote, violating campaign finance laws like Hillary Clinton did, receiving hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes from international donors, so to speak, for her Clinton Family Foundation operation. It's incredible. But what's really at stake here is not Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade is so deeply ingrained in the culture of America that it would not possibly be overturned. At worst, the worst case in Roe versus Wade is that it could be decided by Kavanaugh and others that it has to go back to the states to become a states' rights issue, to allow the states to decide abortion on a state-by-state basis. And of course, California would keep it legal. Most states would. There might be a couple of states that would ban it, like Louisiana. Hard to say. But even then, people would just go to the neighboring state to get an abortion. So there's not going to be a ban on abortions in America. The real issue is that the deep state is about to face mass arrests. The deep state. These are the treasonous traitors inside the FBI and the DOJ that attempted to carry out a political coup to overthrow the president of the United States of America, and they got caught, and they failed. And because of that, they're about to be exposed and arrested, and Trump has already ordered the release of the classified documents that would show all of this evidence, including the FBI's 302 interview documents, the texts from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and other internal documents from the FBI and the DOJ. Well, guess what? The FBI and the DOJ are covering that up, and they're slow-walking the release of those documents, and they're putting in redactions to cover their own asses. They're defying the president's orders. And by the way, Pelosi and Adam Schiff and I think Mark Warner and others have signed on to a letter demanding the FBI and the DOJ defy the president's orders and commit treason to block the president from being able to release these documents, because the deep state is now desperate. They know they are going down if this is allowed to happen, if these documents are allowed to be released. And what does this have to do with Kavanaugh? Well, everything. Sooner or later, Trump's demands to release the documents and arrest the deep state traitors will be escalated, and they will end up at the Supreme Court, because they will be challenged. And there will be an emergency session called at the U.S. Supreme Court to determine whether the president has the power to invoke these emergency powers acts, even to declare a state of war, and to carry out military arrests and military tribunals of U.S. citizens and U.S., you know, bureaucrats who have been caught in this, people like James Comey and even Barack Obama himself. And so the Supreme Court is going to play a key role in whether Trump is supported in his executive powers to accomplish the mass arrests that will be necessary to clean out the deep state and restore the constitutional republic to the people. So Brett Kavanaugh's nomination and confirmation is pivotal in this entire process. Timing is everything here. And that's why the resistance is so intense. It's not about abortion. It's about the deep state's survival. If Kavanaugh gets put into the Supreme Court, then a series of events will unfold that will very likely lead to the downfall of the deep state and the arrest, indictment, and imprisonment of at minimum dozens, but perhaps hundreds or even thousands of people throughout the bureaucracy who have been actively conspiring to overthrow these United States of America. This is what is at stake. And that is why the resistance is at such a frantic level right now. And that's why they're rolling out women, you know, train gang rape accusations that are total nonsense, completely fabricated. For example, did you know the woman who accused Kavanaugh of being present at a party where she says, lines of boys lined up outside a room to engage in the gang rape of a woman? Well, it turns out she graduated from high school 2 years before Kavanaugh did. And so she wasn't even a high school student at the time that she said this happened. So she's a college party girl at a party. And she says she went to multiple parties where she saw this gang rape activity going on, and she never reported it to police. So this girl who was a college party girl going back to party with high school boys, she saw rapes going on party after party after party, and she said nothing to the police? Wow. This is the kind of person that is accusing Kavanaugh of being involved in rapes now. A person who admits that she stood by and partied with high school boys while other girls were being gang raped in her presence, and she said nothing and did nothing and did not call the police. Wow. I mean, that is just astonishing. But this is the kind of thing that's being put forward now, and we're supposed to believe this, and we're supposed to say, well, gosh, that must mean Kavanaugh is bad. No, Kavanaugh, in the worst case, was seen at the party, but she doesn't even claim that he did anything to anybody. So I don't know about you, but simply being present at a party where somebody else commits some sex crime, that doesn't make you guilty just from being there, unless you saw it. But this girl saw it, and she didn't report anybody at over 10 different parties where she said women were being gang raped, and she said nothing. So wait a second. This whole story falls apart. It totally falls apart. But again, this is the kind of thing that they're putting forward now. So the takeaways from this are, number one, the Democrats are vicious, malicious. They're dishonest to the core. They lie. They cheat. They try to disrupt. They are basically political terrorists at this point. And you see this at every level of society now. You see Democrats on the street hounding Ted Cruz and his wife at a dinner, a public restaurant. They go in there and they harass and hound the senator, and they start chanting and they try to block him from leaving. And this is happening all across America, where these deranged lunatic Democrats are just assaulting. Like, mob rule has become their motto now. Just mob rule. Just threaten violence and threaten and intimidate and dox everybody. This is what they're doing. So that's the first takeaway, to realize that the entire Democrat body of America has become terrorists top to bottom. At the high levels, they're legislative terrorists. At the low levels, they're street level mob rule thugs who are aggressively attacking and trying to intimidate people in public. But the second thing to realize in all this is that we are no longer living in a society where the rules are followed by half the country. I mean, the Democrat half of this country does not abide by any rules anymore. They don't honor elections if they don't win them. They don't honor a Supreme Court nomination process. They think that they can barge in and overrun and overthrow everything. They don't like the Electoral College. They despise the First Amendment, and they're banning and censoring and deplatforming everybody that they don't like. And they've been doing this now for quite some time, 2 years, basically, since Trump was inaugurated. You know, this is what we have to understand. The left is a domestic terrorist operation, top to bottom, from the tech giants to the voters, the people in the streets, to Maxine Waters and Dianne Feinstein, who's a communist collaborator. These people are enemy combatants of America. And at the same time, they are not qualified to participate in a civil society. And this is a big takeaway that I've mentioned before. Democrats are not qualified. They cannot participate in a civil society in any way that resembles civility. They cannot accept elections that they don't win. They cannot accept a Supreme Court nomination that they don't like. They cannot accept someone speaking online in a manner that they don't want to hear. And so they've become an authoritarian left-wing terrorists operation. Again, from top to bottom, including the tech giants, including the universities, which are terrorist recruiting hubs now, including the left-wing media, which is complicit in promoting and endorsing domestic terrorism and spreading lies about Trump and about conservatives. It is an anti-American domestic terrorism enemy operation that has, frankly, that has its goal to be the destruction of America, the overthrowing of America, and the elimination or mass execution of conservatives, including President Trump. So this is what's really happening. The Civil War essentially has begun. And this is what you need to understand. The Civil War is here. You're seeing it played out right now, because the left has decided that they will not participate in a democracy. They've decided that they're going to hound people. They've decided that they're going to threaten and intimidate and censor and deplatform and commit economic sabotage and commit all these other crimes against people in order to get their way. That's what they have decided. So have no illusions. What is at stake here? If we get Brett Kavanaugh in, confirmed as the U.S. Supreme Court justice or jurist, then we need to join Trump in calling for the unredacted declassification and release of a multitude of documents that will expose the deep state traitors. And then we need to join and support President Trump in calling for the mass arrest of those deep state traitors. And at that point, it will set off mass chaos by the left. They will go full kinetic at that point. And this is when, as I've explained before, you will be begging for martial law. You'll be begging for martial law under President Trump to bring in the National Guard troops and the police to stop the burning of the cities by deranged lunatic leftists who are authoritarian, communist, mental patients who will stop at nothing, nothing less than the destruction of this country. So there will be a day that you will beg for martial law, and you will welcome it, and it will be put in place if this scenario unfolds, and it will be the way to save cities from burning and save lives and stop the violence. And then after some period of time, martial law will be lifted, as it should be, and we will probably see mass arrests of radical leftists. Well, the point is, get ready. And if Kavanaugh is not confirmed, then the deep state has won. And then it's on a totally different path. So if you're listening to this and Kavanaugh, if his confirmation failed, we're now on that dark path, which is a totally different series of events. And I'll address that if that happens. Otherwise, what I'm talking about here is the series of events that takes place if Kavanaugh is confirmed, which I believe is a better than 50% chance, but probably no more than 70% chance right now. So we'll see. Get ready for crazy times, because it's all here. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Read my website, survival.news. You can also read trump.news. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Check out my website, naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.